Okay, today we're learning Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are already holding on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We are at Sha'al Agrippas Sar Tzava. So the Gemara is going to bring a similar shaila to the one that Rav Gamliel asked about the kina that Hashem has on Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara tells us about the fifth line of the page, Sha'al Agrippas Sar Tzava, from Gamliel, Agrippas, the general, the non-Jewish general, asked Rav Gamliel, Ksiv b'taraschem, it says in your Torah about the Yisra'a Avodah Zarah, ki Hashem elokecha eish ochlahu kelkana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an all-consuming fire and he is a jealous God. Isn't the way jealousy normally works is that it's between peers, between equals? A wise man is jealous of another wise man, a strong man of another strong man, a rich man of another rich man. So how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has jealousy of Avodah Zarah? So Amalo em shalicha mashal Adavadom, he says, I'll give you a mashal. La adam shenasi isha al ishto. A man marries a second wife, chashuva mimena, that's more chashuv than the first wife. Ein miskanaba. The first wife doesn't get jealous of her because the second wife is more chashuv. The first wife isn't going to be so upset about it because she realizes that, you know, that this was a step up for this man. But pchusa mimena. But if he marries a second wife that's on a lower level than the first wife, miskanaba, then she's going to get very angry. Why would you do this? Why was I not good enough for you? I understand if, you know, all of a sudden you married a princess. I'm not a princess. You know, I'm a peasant. But if I am a princess and then you go marry a peasant, what is going on? That's going to be the cause of kina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, you have the real deal over here. And now you're going to go and search out an Avodah Zarah? That's so far beneath me and beneath you. That's going to be the cause of kina. So says the Gemara, why is it that people... The Gemara raises another issue relating to Avodah Zarah. Amalei Zunin, a certain Jew named Zunin, said to Rabbi Akiva, Libi v'libcha yada, Avodah Zarah v'nas b'mashash. He says, look, we both know that there's no substance to Avodah Zarah, but I have a kasha. V'kachazin and gavri da'azli ki mitavri. I see people that go to Avodah Zarah and they are broken when they go. V'asu ki mitzamdi. And they come back and they're healthy. My timer, why does that happen? If the Avodah Zarah doesn't have any powers, it can't do anything, how come sick people go and they come back and they're healthy? He says, let me give you a mashal. There is a trustworthy person, lives in a city. Everybody in the city gives him pikdonos, they entrust him with things without even requiring edim. And one person comes and gives him a pikdon, but only with edim. And one time that guy came and gave him a pikadon without edim. Amar lo ishto, so the wife of the trustworthy person says, when he comes and asks for his money back, you should, since he didn't have edim, you should deny that you have the money, because look, he never trusts us. He doesn't trust that you're an honest person, and that's why he always insists on edim. So now that you have the opportunity, you should deny that you have the money. Amar la, so the husband said to the wife, well, because this guy is such an untrusting person and he's so mean to me, I'm going to sully my own reputation. I'm going to ruin my own reputation. It's not worth it. Afkach, so too Yisurin, when it comes to suffering, when they're sent to a person, suffering is visited upon a person. Mashbiyinu son, there's a shavua that they're given. Shalotelchu ela biyom ploni, velotetsu ela biyom ploni, ubishah plonis. Exactly how long the Yisurin are supposed to last? They're supposed to begin on this day and end on that day. Val yidei ploni, and it should only come to an end through a certain doctor, valide samploni, or a certain medication. Kivan shegiz manin latzeis, if the time comes where the suffering is supposed to end, halach zel beis avodah zarah, this guy happened to have gone to a beis avodah zarah on the day that the suffering anyway would have ended. Amru yisurin dinhu shalonetzei, so the yisurin says, I really shouldn't leave this person because he went to an avodah zarah. V'chozun v'amru b'chimnesh shotazel osa shalak ogen, navar al shavaseinu. But what, because this moron, this fool, did something that was so inappropriate, I should violate my shavua? I took a shavua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm only going to afflict this person for X amount of time. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Vahenu Dam Rabbi Yochanan, this is exactly along the lines of what Rabbi Yochanan said. May dichsiv v'chalayim ra'im ne'amanim. Ra'im b'shlichusan. Ra'im means that they cause a person to suffer. V'ne'amanim b'shvuasan. And ne'amanim means that there's a shvua that they have to leave at a certain time, and that's when Yisurin have to end. So the Gemara brings an answer to a very similar question as far as why it is that Avodah Zarah sometimes looks like it works. Amalei Rava bar Rav Yitzchak l'Rav Yehuda, ha'ika beis avodah zchavim ba'asrin. You know, there's a beis avodah zarah where we live. D'chi mitzdarich alma l'mitra, that when the world needs rain, mischazi luhu b'chalma, that avodah zarah appears to people in a dream. Va'amalu, and it says to them, shachtu li gavra va'isi matra, shacht a person for me in my honor, and I will bring you rain. Shachtu la gavra, people did that. They did a human sacrifice to this avodah zarah, and guess what? Va'asi matra, it rained. How could that be? Avodah Zarah is worthless. Avodah Zarah is nothing. How could it be that it rained when the Avodah Zarah said it would rain? So Amalei, Hashtu Yehava Shechivna. He says, if I would have be dead, Lo Armi Lechu Hamilsa, I wouldn't be able to answer your question. Dama Rav, because that Rav said, Mai Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Asher Chalak Hashem Elokecha Osam Lechol Ha'amim? What does it mean, Chalak? Melamid Shechlikon Bidvarim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu smooths out the world with words. He makes it look like there is Avodah Zarah has some value, and that's why he's slipping up. He's making the whole world slip up. Kedei letardon min ha'olam, so that they'll follow the Avodah Zarah, and then he'll be able to punish these evildoers. So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing. He allows the Avodah Zarah to appear as if it has some power to give bechira to the people, because if Avodah Zarah never did anything, why would anyone ever worship it? So that way he's testing people, and he's going to punish those who do wrong. V'hain v'dam Reish Lakish, and that's aligned with what Reish Lakish said. May dechsev im laleitzim hu yalit v'anav mitein chayin. What does the pasuk in Mishlei mean? Balitame poskenlo. Balitaher misayeno. So that if a person wants to become tameh, we will open up the doors of tumah for him. And if he wants to become tahar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will smooth his path, will clear his path toward tahara as well. So I guess the main point, the summary of this entire amud is that it appears sometimes Avodah Zarah appears to have certain powers, either because Yisurin or suffering has to leave at a certain time, whether the person goes to Avodah Zarah or doesn't go to Avodah Zarah, or because sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that a person has actual Bechira Chavshis and could be punished for his loyalty to Avodah Zarah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it appear as if the Avodah Zarah actually has some value. I mean, the people who are interested in good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them do good, but people who are interested in bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them do bad. So we're going to stop there because we're at a Mishnah, and Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Hayam and Aleph.